Investors are fighting back against generous executive pay structures as the first annual general meeting season since the Banking Royal Commission gets into full swing. Regulators are now pushing banks to include more non-financial measures in their pay systems to help prevent bad behaviour. But there are questions about whether some companies are using the push to introduce vague targets that mean executives don't have to do much to get their full bonus. Alan Golden is chairman of the Australian Shareholders Association. It represents retail investors. That's so-called mum and dad shareholders, whatever that means precisely. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good day. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Has the Hayne Royal Commission actually complicated matters? Are companies now at a bit of a loss as to how to get it right on executive pay?
Oh, yes, I think so, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of good done by the Hayne Commission, and it's focused the minds of both companies and investors. But yeah, there's a lot of confusion around at the moment.
What are the non-financial measures that can be applied to rewarding executives?
Yeah, you tell me. It's everything. And then that gets a bit ridiculous. I mean, obviously, what the Royal Commission was looking at was going and having was problems with the culture in the banks. But are you going to have a non-financial measure that says, if you don't charge dead people, we're going to give you a bonus? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Is that an example of what we're talking about?
Yeah, it's one you could do. Why not? I mean, that's the problem with a non-financial. You can do anything you want. You can go and say that it is, you know, they talk about culture, they talk about diversity, they talk about succession, they talk about not having having a low level of people leave the company. It's whatever you feel like in a lot of cases. Now, and the problem with that is they aren't measurable. No one really knows what they're talking about. And it comes down in a lot of cases to the board being able to say, gee, I like the CEO, let's give him some more money. Now, if you look at CBA, for instance, now CBA has put in quite a few non-financial measures just in the last couple of weeks that was passed easily at their last AGM. And they're measurable. They're real ones. And this is where it comes down to is the argument, if you have a non-financial, it has to be measurable. And it has to be important. Because if it's not important to your organization, what's the sense of it? I mean, one of the things that we'd like to see if you're talking about non-financial is that use non-financial as a gateway, that you have to have your non-financial met first. Don't talk about 50% on only finance and things like that. That's a bit of nonsense. The other thing you have to think about in non-financial is don't reward people just for doing their job. I mean, the job of a CEO is to create the right environment,
if we take a step back and consider some of the things that were addressed in the Hayne Royal Commission, it became clear that the incentivization for executives for profit and returning dividends to shareholders was a factor in creating the culture that led to some of these terrible things happening. It's not unreasonable then to work backwards from that point and say, look, maybe we need to create other incentives.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, and we agree with that. I mean, what people seem to forget is that with short-term incentives, always there has been a percentage that is based on non-financial measures. In some companies, that's up to 50% of the short-term incentive is non-financial. You know, it's been there for years, and that's not a problem. But the problem now is that people are moving it into the long-term incentive, without it being something that is real and was measurable. If it's real and measurable, it's fine.
I want to ask you about some of the businesses in your sites this week. Carsales.com. It is pretty much what it says in the name, online second-hand car marketplace. So why are you challenging it at its AGM on Friday?
Yeah, look, they have gone for non-financial measures. The problem with car sales non-financial measures is they're vague. Don't know what they are. They've gone and reduced the amount of money that is on the bonus that is paid on financial, increases on non-financial, but they're too vague.
Okay. Crown Resorts, some important questions there. James Packer Controlled, of course, under fire on many fronts. It's facing probes from state regulators in New South Wales and Victoria, set to face public hearings next week in a federal inquiry relating to allegations of money laundering. What are you expecting to come out of its AGM today?
Look, Crown always has a lot of publicity around it and a lot of people who are against it. So there's always a lot of smoke. Whether there's any fire is another question. At the end of the day, the thing with Crown is there is always all these allegations, but nothing has been proven. They haven't, as far as anyone knows, broken the law. They have more regulatory approvals than almost any other company in Australia.
So you're sounding pretty relaxed about Crown, despite all of the hype, though some directors are in the spotlight.
Yes,
former Liberal Senator Helen Coonan, do you expect her to be voted off the board?
No, we don't.
Okay. I want to ask you about activism. Big companies increasingly the target of activist investor groups like Market Forces and the Australian Centre for Corporate Responsibility over things like climate policy. The Morrison government's made its view clear. It wants businesses to ignore this sort of stuff. What's your view on this? Do you think that businesses do have a right, even a responsibility, to be playing in that sort of space?
Look, companies have to look at the risk to their business. And if the risk to their business has to do with climate change, then they have to be, it's something that the board has to be looking at. So boards are looking at a wide range of risk. And every time you read an annual report, there's a big section based upon the risk.
Even if it's reputational risk or it's sort of brand risk as opposed to actual tangible risk from the change in the climate?
Yeah, it depends on the company. Obviously, that some companies would have that it's actual financial risk. In other cases, it is brand or reputational risk. But companies are addressing it constantly. It's something that they're looking at, and it's something that they're going to address. It. The fact that there is now more people at AGMs who are going to and pass or trying to pass motions, who are going and speaking at AGMs, that's fine. Problem with a number of them, when you attend a lot of AGMs as I do, is it gets a bit repetitive. They go and have these people asking the same question after question. I mean, you know, have two or three ask the question, great. But when you start having 10 of them asking the same question,
you need to find another hobby. Alan Golden, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, bye.
Alan Golden is chairman of the Australian Shareholders Association.